I'd like now to welcome Maria Cristina Lopez. She is with Somos Un Pueblo Unido. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much, Mary Charlotte. I'm very happy to be here.
Somos Un Pueblo Unido está celebrando 15 años. They're celebrating 15 years, 15th anniversary, this coming Saturday, the 18th of December, at the New Mexico History Museum with special guest Luis Alberto Urrea, who is the author of a book called The Devil's Highway. We interviewed him several months ago about the wonderful book Into the Beautiful North, and he will actually be coming to Santa Fe again.
Yes, he is. He says he loves Santa Fe, and we love to have him here. He's going to be signing his books at the first part of our celebration, which will be at the History Museum, as you said, from 6 to 7, he'll be signing books. We'll have mariachis in the second lobby of the museum, and people will be able to go to the exhibit, the new exhibit, Threads
of Memory.
Memory. Lo estoy pensando en español. Hilo de la memoria is in Spanish. And so if you want to go meet him and have your book signed or buy a book, because Allá Bookstore will be selling his books from 6 to 7.
And then a dinner.
And then a dinner. And at the dinner we'll have music, awards, and Luis is going to speak for about half an hour. He's going to be talking to our audience.
Now, Somos Un Pueblo Unido is a group that has been advocating for the rights of immigrants in the United States, particularly in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
What are you working on now?
Now we're working, well, there's so much that Somos is working on. Two specific things are workers' rights, and the other one is making our county jails not allow ICE to just walk in and arrest people and deport them, ensuring that our county jails do that. And in fact, our Santa Fe County Jail has done that, has said to ICE, if you have to come for somebody, bring us a name and you can take them, but you cannot just come in here and take people
out. Basically they have to follow procedure and the rule of law.
Exactly. And they weren't doing it. And they don't do it in most jails. They intimidate people. So that our director of our county jail is getting an award from us because she stood up to ICE and asked them to do that. And they said, but, you know, we are federal agents. And she said, follow procedure. So she, in a way, protected the rights of immigrants who are in jail for sometimes traffic violations and very minor things, and that's who has to be protected. Another thing that we're doing is we're starting to work to protect what we already have, which is our driver's licenses.
Right, and that is an issue. I find it a fascinating issue because it's basically if people have credentials from their home country, they can get a driver's license in New Mexico, which means that they can drive their cars to and from work and have insurance. And what's so interesting to me about that law is that law enforcement and the insurance industry, which not that party politics are meaningful and the way those lines are drawn is meaningful, but those tend to be perhaps more conservative groups. They were very much in favor of it.
Yes, they are. Law enforcement, especially, for two reasons. One, the idea of the safety of the community in large. But the second one is that it's driver's licenses is the best way to identify people.
Right.
And so if you want to know who's here and if you want to find them, you do it by driver's licenses. So, yes, they do. And another thing that happens to with our law here is that people have to get an ITIN, an ITIN, which is a number that the federal government gives you if you want to pay taxes.
Right, a tax identification number.
Exactly. And if you don't have a social security number, you can get a tax identification number and pay your taxes. So all the people who have gotten licenses without social security are paying taxes in the state and in and to the federal government. So money's coming in, apart from all the money that our community spends, in buying groceries, gifts for Christmas, right. Cars, everything else.
Mm-hmm. Well, much more to talk about, but Somos un Pueblo Unido is celebrating its 15th year anniversary, once again this Saturday, the 18th of December, at 6 o'clock in the evening, reception from 6 to 7, dinner from 7 to 9, with the wonderful, wonderful author, Luis Alberto Urrea. If you haven't read Into the Beautiful North, mm-hmm. consider buying yourself a Christmas gift or somebody else of that book. Maria Cristina Lopez, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for inviting us, and we invite the community to come and join us this Saturday at the History Museum.
And SomosUnPuebloUnido.org is the website, and the telephone number is 505-424-7832.
Yes.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.